All right. Good morning, all. We're being recorded. This is a meeting of the Fiscal Planning Subcommittee held this morning. You all know the rules. I don't think I need to repeat them about, you know, not placing us on hold and all that stuff and identifying yourself when you speak. So getting to the meeting control, could I ask you to take a roll, please?
Yes. Judge Conklin.
I'm here.
Judge Gabe.
Here.
Ms. Bartleson.
Here.
Mr. Pinky.
I'm here.
Mr. Rule.
Here.
Mr. Landry.
I'm here.
Mr. Taylor. Mr. Yamasaki.
I'm here.
Perfect. Thank you. We have a quorum, Judge Conklin.
Excellent. Looks like we have everybody here, but Brian, I'm hopeful he'll join in. Sometimes he just also gets very busy. So just on to routine business first. In your materials, which were provided timely by Cottrell, I appreciate that, Cottrell, is included the minutes from our August 5th, 2021 meeting. I'd invite a motion to approve those minutes or any amendments to the minutes.
Bartleson moves for approval.
And a second?
Okay.
Bartleson moves, Rule seconds. Any further discussion about the minutes? Any opposition to approving the minutes from August 5th? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Thank you all, folks. And I was speaking to Cottrell just a minute ago before we went live. I'm told, Cottrell, there's no public comment to discuss.
That is correct.
All right, so let's get right to it, folks. You all have, this is granted, somewhat of an extensive list, but, oh, and I guess I should comment, I'm sorry. If there's any courts on the call who have submitted a request, every time a request comes up, I'm going to turn to you, give the opportunity to speak. My memory, if memory serves correctly, most of you, if not all of you, have previously submitted requests. That's especially true with the amended requests, and you're familiar with our process. You don't feel compelled that you have to add something to your very thorough applications unless something has changed or there's some comment you feel you want to make. These members are very efficient and thorough and have reviewed the materials. So we generally just call for a discussion or a vote, and we don't mean to be disrespectful towards your presence. We're just trying to be respectful and efficient with your time and, frankly, with the committee members' time. So that's the way we'll take these. For folks listening in generally, I remind you that what we are doing here is considering requests from individual courts to hold funds in excess of the 3% fund balance cap for 2020-2021. And as a reminder, these funds are dedicated to the projects that are specified. So I'm overgeneralizing, but what we're dealing with here are either new or ongoing projects that the courts have funds dedicated to. Those funds are held by Judicial Council and Budget Services for the purpose of those specific projects. And if those projects are not completed in the time allotted, then the courts can ask the funds continue to be held for those projects. So, again, that just as an overgeneralization, that's what we're discussing today. I'm going to therefore take up the request of these courts. Some courts have submitted numerous requests. I'll take one each individually. The first is a request of $284,000 from Colusa Superior Court to complete needed alterations for improvements in courtrooms. Is Colusa on the call?
Yes.
All right. Oh, great. Great. Colusa, welcome. And again, as I noted before, if you would like to add anything or any changes to your request, let us know. Otherwise, I'm just going to open it up to discussion to the membership. Any folks have any questions or concerns of Colusa for its $284,000 request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the Colusa request?
Also moves for approval.
Second.
Rule, second.
Moved and seconded that the $284,000 request from Colusa for the reasons noted be approved. Any further discussion on the Colusa request? Hearing none. Any opposition to the request from Colusa? Therefore, as the chair of TICBAC, I'm going to deem the Colusa request unanimously approved. Colusa, thanks so much for your application and your presence on the call. Turning next to a $62,000 request from the Glen Superior Court. This request, as noted in the application, is for rental of alternative facilities for jury trials that cannot be accommodated in the court's existing temporary facilities and digitization of historical case files. It's for $62,000. Glenn, are you on the call? Doesn't appear that they are. That's not necessary. Again, the application is what's necessary. So for the members of that are on the call, is there any concerns about or questions about the Glenn Superior Court for Cottrell or anybody else? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the $62,000 request from Glenn?
Dave moves.
Arnoldson seconds.
All right. Both with excitement, both Kims have moved to approve the $62,000 Glenn Superior Court request. Open to discussion. And hearing none, any opposition to the Glenn Superior Court request? Hearing none, I'll deem the Glenn Superior Court request unanimously approved. Thanks. I'm now moving on to two requests from Mono. Is Mono on the line? All right.
Yes,
I have Great. Yep. I'm sorry. Who's that?
Les Perpall, CEO.
Great. Thanks so much for your presence. As I commented earlier, you're more than welcome to add comments if you'd like, but we're prepared to move on to your item given your application. And if there's no objection from the members, what I will propose is that we consider both of Mono's requests together for the purpose of a vote. But if any member has any concerns or thoughts about either individual requests, obviously we can break them up. So again, they've submitted, and this happens, it's very appropriate. They break up requests by different projects, which is what they should do. We see that Placer did that as well, along with other courts. So with that, if there's no opposition, I'm going to open up the Mono request of $105,000 for their CMS and $50,000 to replacing what's described as aging uninterrupted power supplies, which is very important, for discussion, those two separate requests. Any discussion on either request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve each request of $105,000 and $50,000 in a single motion?
Pinky moves.
Is there a second?
Yamasaki seconds.
Moved and seconded that each of Mono's requests of $105,000 and $50,000 be approved. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Any opposition to either request from Mono? Hearing none. Mono, thank you. Each of your separate requests in the amounts noted have been considered and unanimously approved by the committee. Thanks so much.
Thank you much.
Moving on to an individual request from the Napa Superior Court for $56,000 for audiovisual improvements and network enhancements. Has Napa joined us?
Good morning, Bob Fleshman, Napa CEO on the phone.
Morning, Bob. Thanks so much for joining the call. Again, and for your application, we're now considering that. Any questions or concerns from any committee member of the Napa request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the Napa request?
Yamasaki moves.
I heard Rule first, and then I heard Yamasaki right behind him. I'm going to deem David's comment a second to Rule's motion. So it's been moved and seconded that the $56,000 request be approved. Any discussion? Hearing none. Any opposition to the motion? Hearing none. The $56,000 request for Napa is unanimously approved. Napa, thank you so much for your application and presentation today.
Thank you.
Now moving on, and I'm going to do this the same way I did Mono's, but again, if anybody wants to discuss any individual request separately, that's absolutely appropriate. I'm just trying to remain efficient with everybody's time. We have five separate requests from Placer. Is Placer with us today? Doesn't sound like it. Okay, so you all have the requests. I'm going to summarize them very briefly. There's a $125,000 request to enhance the court's current case management system, a $200,000 request to expand data storage on its disaster recovery platform, a $225,000 request for court facility and technological improvements, $150,000 request to support pre-planning efforts and feasibility costs for replacement of the Tahoe City Courthouse. And without trying to in any way be inappropriate, we obviously, our hopes and thoughts are with Placer at this difficult time, that the fire does not impact their operations significantly, and especially that Tahoe City Courthouse. And a $15,000 request to complete an interface project between the court and the City of Roseville Police Department. My speculation is Placer's not with us today because of the horrendous fires in the area. That's just my own opinion. But any discussions or concerns among the membership of any of the five requests from Placer? And if there's no opposition, I'm going to invite a motion to approve all five requests in a single motion.
Bartleson moves for approval.
Finke seconds.
Bartleson moves. Finke has seconded that each of Placer's five requests, as described in the amount and for the purpose described, be approved. Any discussion? Hearing none. Any opposition to any of the individual requests from Placer? Hearing none, I'm going to deem each of Placer's five requests for the purpose and in the amount stated unanimously approved by the membership. Thank you, folks. Thank you, and our best wishes remain with Placer if they're even listening in. And finally, concerning new requests, a $560,000 request from Sutter for facility modifications. Is Sutter with us today?
Good morning. Joe Azevedo, CFO for Sutter Superior Court.
Morning, Joe. Thanks and welcome to the call. We have your application. It's been considered. We appreciate that. I'm going to open up this request for any discussion for Sutter or questions for Sutter. Any questions or concerns for Sutter? Hearing none, I'm going to invite a motion and a second for the $560,000 request. I heard Gabe first and then Rule right behind Gabe, so I'm going to deem Gabe making the motion and Rule seconding, unless there's an objection, for the $560,000 request and open it up to discussion before a vote. No further discussion. Is there any opposition to the Sutter Superior Court request of $560,000 for the modifications? And hearing none, Sutter, your request is unanimously approved by the committee. Thank you very much for your application and presence today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're now going to move to the amended request totaling $8.607 million. And as I noted when we started, and Cottrell, I don't know if you want to add anything to this, but each of these are requests that have previously been approved by the committee. And for a variety of very understandable reasons, they're moving to amend the request for specific amounts. Cottrell, anything you want to add to the way I've described an amended request?
No, that's correct. The vast majority of these are amending their requests due to COVID and the inability to complete those projects for last fiscal year.
And I appreciate that clarification as well. So we'll start off with the amended request from Imperial Superior Court. Is Imperial with us today? Doesn't sound like it. Imperial's requested a request for to amend the fiscal year from 2020-21 to 21-22 to complete the previously approved technological improvements, purchases, and facility improvements or modifications totaling $762,000. Any discussion or question from the committee or questions for Cottrell on that? Hearing none, I'd invite a motion and a second.
Yamasaki moves. Approval.
All right.
Landry seconds.
All right. Yamasaki moves. Landry seconds the $762,000 request from Imperial. Any discussion? Any opposition? Hearing no opposition, the $762,000 request from Imperial for the reasons noted is approved. Moving next to Kern. Kern, are you with us today? Doesn't sound like Curran is on the call either, but their application's been submitted. As noted, it's to amend its case management system expenditure plan, move project completion from last fiscal year to this fiscal year, and hold additional funds from the 2020-2021 fund balance in excess of the 3% of $1.152 million for the purpose stated. Any questions for Cottrell or discussion in the committee about the request? Hearing none, I'd invite a motion to approve Kern's request. All right, I'll make that motion. Is there a second?
Dave, second.
Moved and seconded concerning Kern's request. Any further discussion? Any opposition to Kern's request? Hearing no opposition, the Kern County request in the amount stated for the purposes stated is unanimously approved by the committee. And if Kern is listening in, we thank them for their application. Next, there's two modification or amended, pardon me, requests from Mono Superior Court as noted. The first is to hold additional funds from the 2021 balance to this year for $10,000 for the purchase of a new vehicle. And the second is to amend its digital scanning storage project that moves completion from last year actually to 2223 and hold additional funds from its 2021 fund balance of $45,000. Anybody from Mono on the line?
Yeah, Les Perpall, CEO, great. Still here. Thank you.
You remain on the call. Thanks very much for hanging in there with us. Any questions for Mono about its amended request? Hearing none, I'll invite a motion and a second for the amended request from Mono. Who was that?
Arnoldson moves.
Thanks, Kim.
Rule seconds.
I heard Rule just before Finke, so I'll take Rule, but Finke will keep in the standby position. So Mono's amended request has been moved and seconded for approval. Any further discussion? Any opposition for the Mono amended request? Hearing no opposition, Mono's request in the amount stated for the purposes stated is approved. Mono, I think you're free to go. We really appreciate your applications today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next are requests from the Sacramento Superior Court. There's two of them. Is Sacramento with us today? I thought I maybe heard something, but maybe not. So it doesn't sound like Sacramento's on the line, but again, that's not necessary. As the materials application shows, Sacramento has two separate requests. The first is to amend its fiscal year project completion for its criminal traffic family law CMS from last year to this. That doesn't have, neither of these requests, Cottrell, have amounts on them.
That's correct. They're not requesting additional funding. They're just wanting to change the expenditure plan. Again, due to COVID, they were unable to complete a project, and so they're looking to move it to the next fiscal year or to 2223.
Okay. So all we're doing is taking the existing funds and continuing up the same amount. We're just extending the time for the project completion. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Okay. With that understanding, and again, if there's no opposition from the committee, we'll take the Sacramento request together. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'd invite a motion and a second.
Yamasaki moves.
Okay, second.
I heard somebody, but Chad spoke louder. So I'm going to show that Yamasaki has moved and Chad Finke has seconded. If that other second, I'll give you priority for a next vote if you want it. But it's been moved and seconded that both Sacramento requests be considered and approved together. Any further discussion? Hearing none, while deemed the each request from Sacramento for the purposes stated unanimously approved by the committee. And Sacramento, if you're listening, thanks so much. Next, a request from San Francisco Superior Court, essentially very similar to Sacramento's. San Francisco, are you on the line? Doesn't sound like it. And similar to Sacramento, I understand San Francisco's request is to amend the completion dates from 2021 to actually 2324. I'm putting it out some time, but understanding those many times necessary for case management system completions. Any discussion among the committee for Sacramento's request? San Francisco, I apologize.
Yes.
Is there a motion to approve San Francisco's request?
Gabe moves.
A second?
Yamasaki second.
All right, moved and seconded as noted for San Francisco's request. Any further discussion? And hearing none, any opposition? Hearing none, San Francisco's request for the reasons noted to move its CMS completion to 2324 is unanimously approved. And similarly, Shasta Superior Court has moved to amend its completion date for several facility modifications from last fiscal year, 2020-21 to 21-22. Is Shasta on the call?
Yes, Judge, I'm here. Good morning. Melissa Fowler Bradley, Court Executive Officer.
Good morning and welcome. Thanks so much for your application. As with all the other applications, please don't feel shy about making a comment if you'd like, but we're ready to discuss your application presently. And hearing no further comment from Shasta, any discussion on Shasta's application? And hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Rule moves.
Bartleson moves.
And who was that seconded?
Bartleson.
Moved and seconded for Shasta's request to change the completion years as noted. Any opposition? Well, I guess any further discussion? And hearing none, any opposition to the motion? Hearing none. Shasta, thanks so much for your application and presence with us today. Your application is unanimously approved.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You do the same. Be safe. Thank you. Now, we're almost there, folks. Thanks for your patience. We're considering Tehama's request. Tehama, are you with us today?
Good morning. Kevin Harrigan's here.
Kevin, good to hear your voice. Thanks so much. We're moving to amend Tehama's request concerning its CMS and digital scanning storage expenditure plan, move the project completion from 21-22 to 22-23, and hold additional funds from the 2020 to 2021 fund balance of $206,000. Kevin, feel free to add anything if you want, but I think we're ready to consider your request. Any questions for Tehama or discussion on Tehama's request? Is there a motion to approve Tehama's request?
Bartleson moved.
I heard Bartleson first and then Gabe seconded, I think, so I'll take the two Kims together. So Bartleson moved and Gabe seconded the Tehama request for the years and amounts stated. Any further discussion? Any opposition? Hearing none. Kevin, thank you very much. On behalf of your court, your requests for the reasons and amounts and years stated are approved unanimously. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you, committee. Have a great day.
You too. And finally, Orange Superior Court. So, David, I'll take the lead on this one and show that you're going to abstain from this for the purpose of voting, but you're more than welcome to make any comments if you'd like. There's a request from Orange to amend its CMS project expenditure plan from 2022-23 you want to bump it up instead of back? Is that right, David?
Yes. Part of the issue is that some of the work was not completed in time, so we want to use some of the money. Orange wants to use some of the money that has been held and encumbered for this project and pay for it in the appropriate budget year. So that's the intention. And there's another element of that is described there as well.
So I just want to make sure I understand it, because the way it's described is move the project completion from 22-23 to 21-22. So you're advancing it a year, essentially.
That's correct.
Okay, great. I appreciate that clarification. Any questions for Mr. Yamasaki on this request? Is there a motion to approve? I'll make the motion. Is there a second?
Gabe seconds.
Moved and seconded. And I'm going to show that Mr. Yamasaki quite appropriately is abstaining from this vote. But with that, is there any opposition to the Orange County request? All right. I'm going to show the Orange County request is unanimously approved except for the Mr. Yamasaki abstaining from the vote. So, that takes care of item one. We've moved rather briskly through it. I appreciate everybody being prepared for this. Anything else we need to consider on item one, which is all those requests, Cottrell?
No, but I just received an email from Placer County. They did apologize. They were on the call but dropped the sales signal because they're in the process of traveling.
Understood completely. So give them our thanks. We appreciate their attempts to be present. And so now let's move to item number two, the children's waiting room report. And for that, we have Oksana, who's been patiently waiting. Oksana,
John,
go ahead.
John, this is Kim Gabe. I just want to jump in and interrupt. I apologize. I have to get off this call because I have a seizure advisory committee meeting starting in just a couple of minutes, and I chair that committee, so I've got to be there.
Well, okay, I guess we understand that, and there's no proxies allowed, but I don't think we need them. So, Kim, thanks so much, and good luck
with
seizures.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. So, control, just show that Judge Gabe is no longer a part of the meeting for the purpose of a vote. And with that, Oksana, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. This is Oksana Tak, Senior Budget Analyst with the Budget Services. I will be very brief. As a reminder for the listening audience, on July 24, 2020, Judicial Council approved children waiting room policy revision recommended by the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee, which allows the Fiscal Planning Subcommittee to make a recommendation directly to the Council on the court's request. Such request was received from the Alameda Superior Court to continue receiving children's waiting room funds during the temporary closure in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The request is provided in Attachment B on page 274 of the meeting materials. The court closed its one children's waiting room on March 18, 2020. Court is closely monitoring the pandemic and evaluating options to enable reopening as soon as public health orders and conditions permit. By continuing to receive children waiting room funds, court will have sufficient resources to help defray costs and support operation of the children waiting room upon reopening. Today's Fiscal Planning Subcommittee recommendation will go to the Judicial Council for approval at its October 1st business meeting. That concludes our short presentation. We have court representative available to answer any questions or provide any additional information or details as necessary.
Oksana, thank you so much. And Alameda, as I understand, you're on the line. We do appreciate your presence as well. Any questions for Oksana or Alameda concerning the children waiting room report and request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve, this is an action item, Alameda's request? All right, I'll make the motion. Is there a second?
Yes, Yamasaki seconds.
Moved and seconded that the Alameda request be approved, showing that Judge Gabe is no longer present to vote. Any further discussion?
Judge Conklin, this is Chad Finke. Just to note for the record that I abstained from this vote.
Yep. Thanks, Chad. I should have noted that. I appreciate that. So we still have I want to make sure because Brian Taylor never joined us. Judge Gabe is no longer on the call, and Chad is abstaining, but we still have a quorum for the purpose of this vote, right, Cottrell?
Yes, we do.
Good. Okay. At the very end, I want to make sure we can complete our work. So with the members noted present and with those not present, and with Chad Finke abstaining, is there any further discussion? It's been moved and seconded, right, Cottrell? I got ahead of myself.
Yes.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any further discussion? And any opposition from any of the membership still on showing Mr. Finke abstaining to the motion? So Alameda's request, I'll deem unanimously approved, except that Finke is abstaining. And Gabe is no longer on the call, as is needed, as is Taylor. So with that, your request is approved, and now you can join us back in the general meeting, Chad. Thanks so much.
Much appreciated.
You bet. All right, folks, I think that gets us ready to adjourn, but again, it's we've been on the call for 30 minutes. We've moved rather briskly. I just want to make sure I haven't prevented anybody from expressing any concerns, either any of the members or any of the courts that are contributing. And with much thanks to Cottrell, he really did all the work on this, and Oksana for her presentation. So thanks so much for putting this all together so I could try to get it presented. And with that, thanks. Any additional comments from any committee members? Hearing none. Cottrell, do you show when our next meeting is?
Give me one moment. I think it's September 20th.
The 29th?
Yes.
Yeah, I should have looked at my own calendar. I could have answered that question. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate your presentation today. And if anybody from the public's listening in and thinks that this was just a rubber stamp, it was anything but. We had very thorough applications. They were considered ahead of time. This committee is very efficient and used to dealing with these applications. I thank the committee members for their hard work and for the good of the order. I'll deem us adjourned. Be safe, everybody. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks again, Katrella and Oksana. I really appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.